Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I'm the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchored Media. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. So in today's video, it's another story time, but I want to talk about my first $100,000 in business. And hopefully someday soon I can tell you about the first million. In Jesus' name. But I wanted to talk about this because on this whole online marketing, online business sphere, six figures is idolized so much. And in six figures in the form of $100,000, like the first dollar into it, is idolized so much. Everybody, six figures. And to be honest, I idolized it as well. When I first became an entrepreneur, my first goal was I wanted to be self-employed. I didn't want to work a job anymore. My first year out of college, I had four jobs in 1 year. Every quarter, I was out. I would get in there and be like, don't like it, ready to go, get another job. And that was my cycle. So then once I started my own business, my first goal was, again, I want to be a full-time entrepreneur. And I was like, by 25, that was my goal, by 25, I'm going to be a full-time entrepreneur. And by 30, I'm going to be a millionaire. And then around maybe 27 or so, I'm going to make six figures. Like, this was young Tatum. And so I did quit my job at 25, so I made that one. And so then the next goal was just this six-figure number. It was just such an idol. Like, I literally would just wake up. I would do the math. I was one of those people. 100,000 divided by 365. This is how much I need to make every single day. Okay, I got this in my business. This is how many sales I need to make every single day in order to make this number every single day. That's going to tally up to 100,000 by the end of the year. I was one of those. First of all, that's not how business works. You can make 10,000 1 month, 1,000. Business has ebbs and flows. There are, of course, structural things you can do in your business and that you should do in your business, so it's more of an even flow, but there's still going to be peaks and valleys. There are other outside circumstances that impact things like the economy and all of that, but this ain't a business talk. It's more so just about idolizing this number because I see it so much, especially even with Christian entrepreneurs. And so again, I was one of those people where I idolized this number. And I remember I was a full-time entrepreneur. I just knew that God was going to make it happen ASAP because God told me to quit my job. And I took this leap of faith. So surely he going to get with my program. Again, young Tatum, this is my mindset. And I quickly realized that God don't get with my program. I either get with his or get lost. But, you know, as I was going through business at that time, that was also when he led me to shut my business down. I talk about that in the video I did a couple years ago on this channel. But I always think back to this moment of the first 100,000 because I think the way that it happened is indicative of the transformation that God had in me and also the posture that has to remain as I try to get to my first million, right? Because I'm in a space now where I'm like, I'm ready to make my first million, God, like, what's up? But happened to reel that back in. And so in reflecting and thinking about that, if you guys can't tell, I'm a reflective person. I like to think back in order to correct mistakes and build upon my strengths and correct my weaknesses so that I can continue to just grow and elevate. But how it happened is something I never take out of my head. Because for me, doing business God's way is a constant, I'm not gonna say dance, but it's just a constant priority to keep my ambition in check. Because I am very smart. I'm very capable. I can do a lot of things. None of that means nothing if I'm doing it outside of the will and the way of God. And I've committed my life to doing what he wants me to do, how he wants me to do it, when he wants me to do it. And a lot of times that conflicts with what I want and when I want it and how I want to do it, right? So most of this journey is self-regulation. And so one of the ways that I keep myself in check in this business journey is by keeping certain milestones top of mind. And this was one of them. So in this period of time, I had just shut down my business. It was around 2018 or 2019. God had told me to go on tour. I've told this story many times here. And we went on tour, no money, no clue how this was going to take place, how stuff was going to get paid for. This was just genuinely a by faith experience. And did that. Tour was great, revolutionary. God came through, and every single city we went into, God came through, even for me personally. As soon as the tour was over, I was able to conceive my son, which was a huge prayer point for me. So God was moving. And I remember this day, it was around, like, I think October. My husband's here, so I'm gonna ask him, BJ, you remember what month it was? So he don't remember. So my husband is our CFO and accountant. He makes sure that we get the money, we keep the money, we multiply the money, right? I don't trust anybody with my life or my money more than him. And so we were on, like, Google chat one day. He was at work, I'm at home. And he was like, he sent me this chat and was like, I think you wanna see this. And that's just true BJ fashion, because he's never gonna jump up and down for anything. It's always cool. It's just always cool. And so he sends me this screenshot of our accounting system. And we had crossed over the $100,000 mark. And I sat there and was looking like, I know he don't know how to Photoshop, so this gotta be real. And I was sitting there like, what? And I was happy. Of course, I started tearing up, because this journey with God just makes me emotional often. But I was tearing up not because I was so happy to meet this milestone. I was crying because it didn't matter as much at the time. And it was like, at that point is when I knew that what God had been doing in me throughout that year, shutting down my business and just following him and obeying him, during this transformative period where I was so stressed and not just feeling like a failure, having imposter syndrome, all of these things. Cause I'm like, you know, I'm this entrepreneur. I got this podcast talking about entrepreneurship, but I don't really have no business. Like, God, what's up? You got me out here looking crazy.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
But I was crying because what he was doing in me in that process, at that moment, I got it and it clicked. And I remember even when I first started this journey of doing business God's way, he had me go and read Jeremiah. And in Jeremiah, I'm like, God, why am I studying this? This is the most depressing book in the Bible. Not the most, because it gets real in there. But it's a very depressing book in the Bible. And I know a lot of people quote Jeremiah 29:11. And I quote all the time with Jeremiah 1:5, I think. And yes, there's some great quotables. As a whole, it is a depressing book because Jeremiah was hated. They wanted to kill him. He was out doing what God said, but it wasn't received well. His life sucked by all definitions that we would think a good life is, right? And so when I was reading this, I'm like, God, what you trying to say? Like, what's going on? But he told me, like, I have to redefine your definition of success because you think success is all of this that's on your vision board. Because at the time I had vision boards, right? I was very serious about what I was trying to accomplish. I've always been like that. But he was like, I have to reorganize and restructure your definition of success because you want to make this six figures. You want to have this Porsche. You want to have this 10,000 square foot home in Potomac and all of these different things because these were the things that I wanted. And I still will take the 10,000 square foot home, okay? But he was like, that's not success to me. And in order for us to go about this in the first lesson of making God your CEO is you have to know and accept that success is pleasing God, period. All of this other stuff is a bonus. And he asked me and I had to ask myself this question. If my life looked like Jeremiah's, would I still obey God? If I was unsuccessful according to everybody else, if I was poor, if I was hated, if my life looked like that, would I still obey God? My answer when we started that journey was no. I don't want that. That was my truth. But that is what had to be dealt with in order for anything else that has happened since then to be able to happen. And when I work with entrepreneurs, I always ask that question to them. If everything that you can think of, if you just think of the most wonderful, beautiful life, full of not just money, but just, you know, happiness, joy, all the things that you want, and your life looks nothing like that, it looks more so like Jeremiah's, would you still obey God? If the answer is no, be honest. And I'm asking you guys this who are watching, be honest. God can't work with our mask. We got to take that off and be real so he could change us. And so my answer at that time was no. I don't know, God. I'm not really with this. And so that was my answer. But then my answer changed. And I said, God, honestly, right now, no. But I'm committed to you. So just, you're gonna have to help me out with this one because you're debunking and breaking me down so that you can build me up. You're pruning me so that I could bear even more fruit. That's scripture. So God, this don't feel good. I don't like it. I don't want to get rid of my idea of success. I don't want my life to look like Jeremiah's, but nevertheless, I give my life to you. And so that's where I was at. And then as I just continue to study, but that's where I was at, and that was lesson one. And it was the most important lesson because none of this that you guys have seen since then, that was about 4 or 5 years ago, nothing that you've seen since then would be a thing. And so going back to that moment where BJ sent me that screenshot, I cried because, I'm thinking back to that first lesson, and I felt like I passed. And that's why I was crying. Because it was proof that I was a version of myself that I never thought I would be and that I never painted the picture to be. Because the version of myself that I was chasing before I gave my life to Christ was going to look pretty good, right? I was going to be successful no matter what I did by the world standards, but I probably would have spent eternity in hell. So I was just weeping with joy because I felt like I passed the test, especially looking back at that year of so many things happening in faith, of us doing the tour and, you know, me going through so much and trying to have a child and God just showing up and showing up and showing up. I wasn't even tripping about the money. That wasn't even a thing for me. The goal of the six-figure idol and the goal and all that wasn't even a thing anymore. But the fact that he loved me so much that he still gave me that desire of my heart, I was no good. And I wanted to talk about that. And even as the years have gone on, it's something I keep at the top of my mind because again, I'm working towards my first million. And I pray that that moment is the same way as the first 100,000. I pray that it's my husband who tells me. And I pray that I'll be so busy being obedient that I wouldn't even know. And I wanted to tell that story because I see all the time this six-figure idol, and it's an idol. And for as long as you put something else before God, you're out of alignment, you're in sin, and you need to repent. And also, on a less serious note, $100,000 ain't that much money. I don't know where y'all live at, but I live in the DC area. Child, please. Maybe if I lived in the South or somewhere rural somewhere, but it really ain't even that much money, especially in this economy. But nevertheless, I just wanted to touch on that just again for any of you guys who may find yourself where you're making whatever your income goal is an idol. Remember, success is pleasing God. Period. So that's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. And I'll see you in the next one.